The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the State of Hockey and St. Paul, Minnesota. The San Jose Sharks face off against the Minnesota Wild tonight. This is the only visit to Minnesota this season. Both other games were at SAP Center at San Jose. Both Wild victories. Minnesota's won six straight against the Sharks in the series. But here's one of the interesting things, Drew, tonight about the game. Number one, Marc-Andre Fleury is going to play his third consecutive game against the Sharks. This may be the last time we ever see him, most likely. And so I think that you have to show some honor for that. But also, isn't it just perfect timing that Kirill Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson Ek are ready to come back?
Yeah, and then on this road trip, I imagine Friday we're going to see Connor McDavid and maybe Leon Draisaitl will be back in the lineup too. So, but that's the type of year it is. I mean, that's the what we're expecting. Kaprizov and Ek are a huge part of the hopes for the Minnesota Wild. Two great players. Eriksson Ek's one of those guys that always seems to find the back of the net against the Sharks. The again, but like Ryan Morozovsky says, nobody cares, and this is your job. You got to go out and you got to accept whatever the situation is. Worry about the controllables or control the controllables as best you can. Who they put out there is not going to make any difference because all teams that are in the playoffs are gearing up to be at their best come the 19th of April. So just go play, get some structure in your game, and play your tails off as best you can. Keep working.
I haven't figured out the total playoff picture for tonight, but I do know that if Minnesota gets a win tonight, Utah is eliminated from the playoffs. We don't expect that Utah is going to suddenly go on a big run and everybody going to go out for a terrible scene and have them make it, so that's not really surprising. But what is interesting about this trip is that the Calgary Flames theoretically could catch the Edmonton Oilers if all goes right, partly which Sharks beat Edmonton a couple of times.
Yeah, they would have to. The Sharks would have to win tonight, win against Edmonton on Friday, win against Edmonton on last game of the year on the 16th, and then they would have to, the Flames completely win out. Now, hey, anything's possible. When you look at the Calgary Flames and the way they play a very hard game, and they've got an incredible goaltender. But for the Edmonton Oilers, them having McDavid and Draisaitl back will change everything because, you know, they're a very ordinary-looking team without those two guys in. Mind you, you take Makar and MacKinnon off of Colorado, they're an ordinary-looking team. You take Barkov and Tkachuk away from Florida, they're an ordinary-looking team. Hedman and Point or Vasilevsky and Kucherov or whoever, top two guys off of Tampa, they're an ordinary-looking team. So.
And someday, when you take Smith and Celebrini out, the Sharks will be ordinary, too.
Well, when you took Thornton and Marlowe out of the San Jose Sharks, they looked ordinary after that. Pavelski and Burns, and, you know, it goes on and on. Players, top players mean a big difference can change a game. That's why Eriksson Ek and Kaprizov in the lineup tonight are going to be an extra bit of a challenge for the Sharks.
Don't you think that Kaprizov was a great candidate for the Hart Trophy before he got hurt?
Yes. Yeah, he's an incredible player. Absolutely incredible player. I mean, there's been, this year, there has been so many guys that you can look at as just having these exceptional years, and it kind of boggles my mind when you look at and you see the numbers of MacKinnon and Kucherov like a month ago looking and going, really? And so when you look at the top players in the league, having the years that they're having and scoring like they're scoring and helping their team win like they do, it's been the game is only getting better as far as the skill level of what's going on in the ice.
Interesting to see Tyler Toffoli on the ice giving it a try here. We're hoping that he can be able to play. If he misses one more game, it probably won't hurt him, but they had to hold him out last game because it's something he's been bothered by for a while. Almost since the Four Nations break, he's been nursing something. So there's a guy that you really need in tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw it the last game. You know, his leadership on and off the ice is important to the Sharks. When you look at the game before, it was his leg. He was bothering him on twists and turns. And it wasn't even a blocked shot. It was just he twisted a little bit, and he seemed to come up a little bit lame on it. So, you know, Tyler has been exceptional this year. We talked about him last time, and his leadership on the ice has been incredible. Off the ice, his ability to have the chemistry that he has with his teammates, but the respect he has as well has been fantastic this year. A de facto captain when the captain's been out all year.
Also pretty nice to see that Vinny Desharnais is back on the ice here on this trip, and Jan Ruda also is expected to perhaps play before the season is over. I don't care what anybody says, they've missed Jan Ruda.
Well, you know, I think when you look at it, Danny, though, they missed a lot of guys. You know, that we were a thin team to begin with. And then the trades happen. Like, you know, you trade McKenzie. And that certainly they missed McKenzie.
Domino one.
Mark Edward Vlasic out all year.
Domino two.
And then back and, sorry, I should say all year, but in and out. And then the trades, CC Granlund. We know what we can go through the trades. We do not. But so when your team is thin, especially when you have a veteran like Jan Ruda and you have a guy that's won two Stanley Cups, you've got a guy that on the ice is dependable and trustworthy. They're going to miss anybody that's out that has that NHL pedigree.
Well, now you got Mooka Madulin out for the year, and that really, really sets him back for the summer because he's going to be out for a while. They have to decide what he needs medically to get well again. And they went through this a couple of times over the last couple of years, but this is a big prospect. He's going to miss the playoffs in the AHL, and that means in the summertime he can't train to get stronger, bigger, and all that. He has to just rehab.
You can't now. Well, no, you can. I mean, depending on what kind of work needs to be done to him, but you certainly, with Mike Potenza and his expertise, you can. You can develop. He can work lower body. He can develop leg strength. He can develop some explosive leg strength, which he needs. And if it is, you know, an upper body injury and they have to get surgery, you're probably looking at 6 weeks before you can do anything upper body. But you can certainly do other things. And Mikey Potenza is an expert at it. That's why it's so great that what Mike Greer did this year, as far as bringing in Mike Potenza and making sure you're able to really advance your medical and your fitness and merge them into one. He's got a great staff. It's from nutrition on off the ice work. They do a very good job. I'm actually not too worried about Shakir because he is young, not like us.
No,
like we know
he can recover.
He can recover exactly. So I think he'll be okay in that. But he does. I agree with you 100% in the fact that he misses that what's going to be, I hope, a long run for the Barracuda, and that would have been really valuable to him.
Very much so. Meanwhile, here's another thought. Back in the lineup last game, Nikolai Kovalenko got him put with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. They looked pretty solid together. Nikolai had a nice assist, stays in the lineup, stays on that line. What does Klim Kostin have to do to get back in? Because it looks like he's not going to be in.
Well, I think for Klim to get in and to stay in, you know, they use the word consistent, which is a very, very broad term. To me, use your skating ability. Use your size, be physical, be direct and simple. We've seen it. We see him on the ice. And I like Klim as a person, but you can understand why coaches get driven crazy by the guy because he's got all that raw talent, but he definitely takes shifts off. There's definitely times when you're wondering, are you going to move your feet or not? He's got to be moving his feet all the time and be physical and be inside and be involved.
Well, that's what we want to see when he gets back in, if he gets back in. I'm sure he will on this road trip. But tonight, we're going to see an interesting contest. Marc-Andre Fleury certainly is going to be kind of front and center, as will Kirill Kaprizov. Fleury, one of the great goalies, is going to be in the nets against the Sharks tonight, and that's obviously something to pay attention to. Scott Hannon and I are on the air at 4:30 with all of the exciting coverage, so stay with us. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.